Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations tonight. It's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, Andrew Butler. Welcome to the program, Andrew.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike.
It's nice to be with you. Andrew and I have known each other for a little while through our singing organization that we're both a member of. But Andrew is here tonight because he is not only a singer, but a songwriter and an author, has a couple books out there, and a CD with some original music. So we're going to talk all about that. But before we do, where does Andrew come from?
I come from beautiful Riverside, Rhode Island.
Well, born there?
Born in Providence, okay. Raised in Riverside.
All right. Wow. So you're mostly a full-time Rhode Islander, although there were some moves in there, right?
I did have a stint in Connecticut for about 6 years after college, so lived in the New Haven area.
New Haven, Connecticut, a garden spot. Well, why were you in Connecticut?
Well, yeah, so I went to Providence College, and after graduating from there, the job opportunity kind of arose to go way down 95 South, and I arrived in New Haven. But, you know, they say things about New Haven, you know, they might say crime or this, that, or the other thing. I absolutely loved New Haven in Connecticut. I mean, the pizza, the food, it's awesome.
The Whiff and Poofs.
The Whiff and Poofs are wonderful and everything. So, but it's a great old historic kind of area of New England.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in New Haven back in the day, as they say. But it is not a bad spot. Yale University, the Whiff and Poofs. That's where actually I used to rehearse on a biweekly basis. Used to drive down there for quartet rehearsal back in the day. So, see, New Haven's not that bad a place. And what brought you back to Rhode Island?
Well, I mean, I loved Rhode Island, you know, grew up here. So eventually, you know, after the pandemic, you know, so many companies started going remote, which the organization that I work for, a lot of people started working remotely. So the opportunity kind of arose to return to Rhode Island and kind of jumped on it, so haven't looked back.
So by saying the organization you work for, is that a hint that you're not a full-time author or songwriter?
As much as I'd like to think so, no, I am not a full-time author or songwriter.
What do you do for income then?
I work in marketing. So,
okay.
Yes.
So marketing, that's pretty general. So do you, like, if I call you up, will you go get my bread and milk, that kind of thing? No.
I don't know what that means.
You know, marketing. You go marketing for me.
I don't know about that.
No, that's not the kind of marketing you're talking about.
No, no. Okay. So a lot of, you know, digital. We're in the digital age, Mike. So.
Okay.
Have you heard of computers?
My rotary phone called a computer one time.
Oh, but, I see. Gotcha.
All right. All right. Let's talk more about the reason you're here. Two books, correct?
That is correct.
And how did this start? How long ago did you start writing that you thought you would get published?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the day that I determined I would get published was the day I decided to hit the self-publish button on Amazon. So I guess to take a step back there, in the past couple of years, it came to my attention how easy it is to kind of self-publish your own work. Amazon makes it very easy, perhaps too easy, mm-hmm. to publish these days. And I'd always kind of had the idea that I wanted to write a book, didn't necessarily have a concrete idea for what I wanted to write about. I just really enjoy any kind of creative pursuit. But when I heard about this opportunity to self-publish, I kind of thought back to back when I was in high school. I recorded music under the silly name Andrew and the Safari Rangers. And I thought, what if I kind of made that into kind of like a fictional adventure series, kind of about my life, but not really at the same time. So that's
made yourself look like James Bond.
Myself look like James Bond as cool as possible. Everyone else, all the other characters, put them aside. They're lame, but
so it was actually high school where the gem of the idea came in.
That is correct. And you know, I've thought back, how did I even get the idea for that name, Andrew and the Safari Rangers? I think my high school was doing a production of Into the Woods, so, you know, woods, jungle.
This is in Riverside?
East Providence.
East Providence
High
School?
Of course, Riverside. Yeah, of course, Riverside is part of the beautiful city of East Providence.
Yeah.
And, I think for whatever reason, I just needed a cool, silly name for the music that I was putting out, which, of course, in and of itself is pretty quirky. And bada bing, bada boom, Safari.
Yeah. There you go. The first book is done now. Was that before or after your CD?
The CD came out about a year prior to the first book.
Okay.
So I think the CD came out 2021, and the book would have come out 2022.
And both of these things that we're talking about, the two books and the CD, are available on andrewbutlermusic.com. So you can check that out. There's other things on the website too, informational purposes.
Oh, you bet. Yeah. All the juicy details you could ever want about my life is on that website.
So andrewbutler.com. I'm sorry, music.com. andrewbutlermusic.com. And check out what's going on. But let's get to a piece of music just to kind of set the mood. This is not heavy classical stuff that we're talking about, right?
No.
Okay. How would you describe your music?
I grew up listening to a lot of 50s and 60s music, so whether it's the Monkees, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, so it's kind of has that bubblegum feel. I think that's going to come out in a lot of the tracks we'll hear today.
Okay, and what's the first piece we're going to listen to?
The first piece we're going to listen to is a song called Soup Girl, and I actually wrote this back when I was living in Connecticut. There was actually a little shop there in the New Haven area called Soup Girl. I saw the sign, and I said, that's a song title. And I just had to write a song about it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
If you're can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. That's my advice to you, my friend. Some like it hot, some are too cold. Some like to sing the songs of old. Oh, soup gum, standing there with your soup gum. You make it super easy to love ya. Oh, I love ya. I've already thought it, all through, girl. I'll make your dreams come true, girl.
Gonna make them true,
that's
girl.
What I'm gonna do, girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do, girl.
Hey, good looking, can you tell me what's cooking in this little shop that you've set up? I'm impressed by your dedication to bring your soup to the world by everything you do, girl. Soup girl, standing there with your soup girl. You make it super easy to love ya. Oh, I love ya.
I love ya, love ya.
Soup girl, I've already thought it all through, girl. I'll make your dreams come true, girl.
Gonna make them true, girl.
That's what I'm gonna do, girl.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
And when I saw you in your soup shop,
I saw you in your soup shop.
You could've seen my jaw drop.
You could've seen my jaw drop.
And though you were a jawbreaker, you were no heartbreaker. No, no. Let's not go home, girl. Why don't we fly straight to Rome, girl? It'll be the perfect setting. perfect setting. It's the perfect setting to have the perfect Italian wedding or soup gown. If you're ever feeling aloof, gown, soup gown, just keep me in the loop, gown. Keep me in the loop, gown. Keep me in the loop, gown. Keep me in the loop, gown, soup gown, soup gown, soup gown, soup gown.
The music is very addictive. It's cool. I've listened to the CD before, obviously, and it's very fun to listen to. It's just one of those things. Like, I wonder what he was thinking then.
Yeah, no, and that's kind of what I was saying with like the bubblegum feel. I feel like it kind of has like a Monkees kind of almost feel to it. So have fun with it.
By the way, the Monkees were the 60s and the 70s, not the 50s.
Just, no, I got the 60s covered there.
All right. So what, you mentioned the Monkees, you mentioned the Beatles. Was there a particular influence of you from a, you know, did you always listen to, you know, Rod Stewart, or did you always listen to James Taylor or something, you know, when you were a kid?
Well, yeah, both of them. Definitely listened to the both of them. But it's tough to identify a particular influence. I mean, there were certainly those, you know, oldies that I listened to, but I listened to newer music as well. You know, of course, Taylor Swift is the pop star of my generation, and you know, I enjoy her music too, or Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, we should mention that when I talk about high school, I'm talking about 50-something years ago. When you're talking about high school, you're talking about 7 or 8 years ago, right?
Yeah, I graduated 2012, so okay, yeah.
Okay, so 10 years ago.
Just over 10. Don't make me feel old, though. Here,
yeah, you're going to have your 10-year. You've already had your 10-year reunion.
We did, yes.
Did you go?
I went to the 5-year. Did not go to the 10-year.
Okay, East Providence High School, the largest high school in the state, I believe.
It wouldn't surprise me if at one time, at least, it was. Yeah. When I went there, we had about 2,000 students, so it was difficult to take a left turn into a classroom because you'd have to, you know, you're dealing with all that traffic coming the opposite way.
It was just 2,000 when you were there?
Yeah, I mean, there was a time where there was even more, I think.
Yeah, because when I was in the school, I went to Pilgrim High School in Warwick, and we had way more than that. We were in the 3,000 range, I think. So
really?
So, and I thought East Providence was bigger than us then. So, you know, we'll have to get those statistics, or I'm just making them up. Who's going to know?
I don't think anyone's going to know, but yeah.
All right. So we talked about the fact that you had this inspiration of Soup Girl from a store in New Haven. And is that how most of your songs got developed, by just seeing something or a thought process? Or I've always amazed at how songwriters come up with their inspiration.
Yeah, no, I am too. And it's tough to go back and think, where did I get that idea for that song? But I think you are right that oftentimes I'll just see an interesting word or an interesting phrase, and I don't know, have some kind of instinct that said, oh, write a song about that, whether it's Soup Girl, or you know, I have a song called Infographic, and I kind of said, I like to write kind of unconventional love songs. So how can I talk about love from an interesting different perspective? So with Infographic, I kind of said, you know, what if you're, you know, trying to woo the one you're going after, but you don't want to use, you know, your typical flowers or
chocolates.
No chocolates. No, that's not going to work for this girl. So what you do is you make an infographic expressing your love, and that's kind of like the new way to really step up your expression of love for her.
Well, there you go. The modern way of doing it. All right. Well, we have time for another song in this segment. Tell us about track 6 on your recording here.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because that song actually is, in fact, Infographic.
Oh, okay. So what a great segue.
Yeah. Well, genius.
Like you've done this before. All right. We'll listen to Info Girl. We'll take a short break, and we'll come back with more of Andrew Butler. ¶¶
It seems the value of my each and every word is declining, and she deserves more than just the whining and the dining. I need a new way to express the way I feel. I need a new way to express my love is real. Maybe a moonlit walk as we stroll hand in hand, a lively dance to a swinging band. Maybe a soft embrace, a gentle sigh, a special place, a look in the eye.
Or I can make an infographic. An infographic. I can make an infographic. An infographic. 100% of me loves 100% of you. We can make it through, girl.
100% of me loves 100%.
Another guy tries to woo you, but honey, we'd be fantastic. Here's my infographic.
100% of me, 100%.
I'll be enlisting some assistance from my fellow nerds, cause some pictures and some numbers paint 1,000 words. I'll dot my line graph with little hearts, cause my love for you is off the charts. And when I rap, it's all about the flow chart. You're gonna see my name on the Billboard chart. And when you make my heart stop,
I can make a bar chart, honey. 100% of me loves 100% of you. We can make it through, girl.
100% of me loves 100%.
Another guy tries to woo you, but honey, we'd be fantastic. Here's my infographic.
100%
of you, we can make it through. 100% of me loves everything you do, honey.
100% of me loves 100% of you. We can make it through, girl. 100%
of me loves 100%.
Another guy tries to woo you, but honey, we'd be fantastic. Here's my infographic.
100% of me loves 100%.
Or I can make an infographic. An infographic. I can make an infographic. An infographic.
AndrewButlerMusic.com. Andrew Butler is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and Andrew is sitting here with me talking about the development of his music and where the thoughts came from, the thought process. And we'll talk a little bit more about the books in a moment. But I'm always interested, Andrew, from a songwriter perspective, and I've had the privilege of interviewing probably hundreds of songwriters, something that I can't do. And I'm always interested in, do you ever have the thought after you put something down, like, is this a copy of something I've heard before?
Yeah, especially when I was younger, I had that thought all the time. And I think, it's definitely a fear that you have. You don't want to copy someone, but at the same time, you want to have inspirations from, you know, the great artists who have done it in the past. But I think the more I've listened to music, the more I've been kind of able to recognize the patterns between different songs, but also what sets them apart. So there's certain elements you can take from those songs, whether it's a chord progression or a rhythm or something like that. But you can kind of make it your own at the same time. So it's, I think over the years, it's become less of a concern, you know, and the more you listen, but also the more that you write songs. So
I think our audience would be astounded to know that you don't work with a band.
No, I don't. So in fact, most of the instruments that you hear on my songs are actually virtual instruments. So I have a little MIDI keyboard that I connect up to my computer, and I'm able to access all sorts of synthesizers or, you know, virtual trumpets or, you know, drums and percussion, kind of multi-layer those tracks together. And from time to time, I'll use real ukulele or real guitar. Certainly, you know, I use my actual voice on the tracks, but it's yeah, it's just kind of me there on the computer.
You're doing everything.
I do everything.
All the money you're making by not having to pay 12 guys to be in an orchestra.
Well, the money's maybe another thing. I do it mostly for the love of it, Mike.
But on your website, andrewbutlermusic.com, the CDs are available for purchase, or are they download only?
These days, it's download only.
Okay.
It's the digital age, so
yeah.
But you can get it on whatever streaming service you like, whether you just want to get it on YouTube, or maybe you have Spotify or Apple Music. It's pretty much on every streaming platform out there.
There you go. All right. What's track 7 going
to
be?
Track 7 is a song called One Thing Leads to Another. And, I kind of talked a little bit about my different influences from the kind of the Monkees or the Beach Boys to up today, whether it's, Taylor Swift. This one's a little bit different because it almost has a bit of a crooner feel, or almost like a Great American Songbook type chord progression, which I think you'll hear on this track.
When you got a leak, then you call up the plumber. When a guy breaks your heart, well, you search for another. If your car don't move, it's time to change that tire. Don't call some shop, 'cause I'm right here for hire. On a summer's day, you wear your sunglasses, and by the beach, we talk smooth as molasses. If there's music playing, then we'll naturally move. If it's a nice boogie-woogie, then we'll surely groove. Yeah, it's you, me, and an edible arrangement, removing the pretense of any estrangement. We'll meet the fam, we'll play Bananagrams, and just as the spring flows into the summer, one thing leads to another. If you lose your keys, you call St. Tony. If you bring the tea, then I'll bring the bologna. When in Rome, you do as the Romans. If your city don't sleep, then you smooch in Hoboken. It's Hoboken. All right. When you need a house, call Chip and Joanna. If you'd like a tune, then I'll tune the piano. I know that I'm sort of a fixer-upper, and I'm no chef, but I'll still fix supper. It's you, me, and an edible arrangement, removing the pretense of any estrangement. We'll meet the fam, we'll play Bananagrams, and just as the spring flows into the summer. There's a movie about a couple of dogs who clearly never learned how to use utensils. Any other details I seem to forgetty. I know it had something to do with spaghetti. That's you, me, and an edible arrangement, removing the pretense of any estrangement. We'll meet the fam, we'll play Bananagrams, we'll see a ballet, then play Scrabble, say hip hip hooray, and go to Chick-fil-A. And just as the spring flows into the summer, one thing leads to another, just like bread and butter. One thing leads to another.
Well, to me, that sounds a little Broadway-ish, like a setup from a Broadway song that's telling a story and has that, I don't know, kind of good feeling about it.
Yeah, kind of has that boppy, fun kind of rhythm going there. And I certainly grew up listening to a lot of Broadway style music. My sister was in a lot of school plays and so on and so
forth. But you were not?
I wasn't in any plays or musicals until actually after college. I got involved with a community theater in Connecticut and got involved with a production of The Music Man, in fact.
Wow, what an amazing coincidence.
Perhaps you've heard of it.
Perhaps that was my first musical
was
when
it
I was
really?
In high school.
Oh, okay. You were, let me guess, in the quartet?
I was. And okay. Were you?
I was, yeah. I was in the quartet, and they put me on the train as well. Did
yeah,
some of that
I was
opening
on the train
scene
as well for the opening scene. And what part did you sing? The lead or the?
I had a the part that I sing in the quartet. You know, I don't remember. In all honesty,
it's so long ago.
I sing baritone typically in a quartet.
It was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I know. But I think they initially put me on baritone, but then they switched me, I think, to the lead part.
Okay. All right, so you don't remember whether you were Oliver Hicks or J.C. Squires or Ewart Dunlop.
I want to say Oliver Hicks. I think I had the lines of one of the characters, but the singing part of another one.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah.
A mix-up there in the community theater. All right, well, Music Man was, as a lot of people know about me, I've done professional productions around the country and tours, and so a big part of my life. So it's interesting that was your first play. That did that introduce you to barbershop quartet singing?
No, in fact, so I moved out to Connecticut, and then I was just looking for an opportunity to sing, and went on the Google machine, as you might be familiar with, and hooked up with the Connecticut Yankee Chorus, which is a barbershop style chorus, so it sings in the four-part harmony style, and less than a year into that, there was a member of ours who informed us that there was a local community theater that was looking for an actual barbershop quartet to sing in this production of The Music Man. So we auditioned, and we made the cut.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to give a shout-out? Do you remember who the other three guys were?
Yes.
Okay.
Of the quartet?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't remember them. I will say that, no, I've kind of lost touch with some of them, but
it was so long ago.
I'll give a shout out to Mike Trzezinski, who I still stay in touch with. Bob Ball, in fact, is another member who I stay in touch with a bit. So
okay,
yeah.
So they were both in the Music Man.
They were in the Music Man. Yes.
Okay. All right. So well, we got that straightened out. Let's talk a little bit about the book before we take our next break, and the books, I should say. First book is titled, as you mentioned.
The book is titled Andrew and the Safari Rangers Save the World.
And you mentioned that it was kind of like a little bit of a mystery, fantasy, what would you call it?
Yeah, it's a good question. I would say it's definitely, I'd say it's an adventure book, a zany adventure book with a good dose of
zany
humor.
I love
zany
that word.
Zany is the word to describe it. So it's humorous and hopefully it gives you a laugh, I would say. Yeah.
All right. Based loosely on you.
Very loosely. I mean, there's a sea monster that I battle in this book.
And you win.
So, of course, through the power of music.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like an interesting read. All right. Let's get one more song in this segment and tell us about this next one.
Yes. So this one, I think, is going to display a kind of a different side of my musical interests. I think you'll definitely hear kind of a hip-hop sound to it. I don't know what else to say. It's just, I will say there's probably not a lot of hip hop songs that, talk about volunteering at, like a nursing home, but you're going to hear that here.
Okay. It sounds interesting. We'll listen to that, take a short break and be back with more.
No place to go. You feel like you're about to hit the end of the rope as you're sitting around watching Netflix.
Listen to the clock go tick, tick.
Well, if you're feeling blue, you don't have to fear. Yeah, you can volunteer. There's Meals on Wheels. Or pay a visit to a person in the nursing home. You'll hear the person saying, oh my Lanta, oh my Lanta. You're not the only person who felt alone. You recount TV show you own. Rock and roll. Have a conversation that can save a soul. You talk about Joni Mitchell and Bob Dylan and Phil Collins and even Oh My Lanta, Joan Baez, yeah. Joan Baez, yeah. Oh My Lanta, Oh My Lanta. Oh My Lanta.
Welcome back to the Andrew Butler Show. Well, maybe you didn't know that was happening.
I like the sound of that, I'll say.
All right. It could be a weekly program here on WCRI.
Hey, I'll be here.
All right. Well, now, you had a radio show one time before, right?
Yeah, let's not talk about that, though. Okay. Well, no, I did. Back at Providence College, I had a good little show there on WDOM, so that was a fun time. But it was a terrible time slot because I think it was like Friday night at, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock.
Oh, you were just that was it, just that one time of the week.
No, for a whole semester.
No, fact, but I mean,
or a couple of semesters.
But I mean, just Friday night.
That's correct, yeah.
It wasn't an everyday thing.
It was not an everyday thing, no.
I would like that gig.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, maybe go over there and knock on the door, see if you can get a show there.
Just one time a week.
Yeah, yeah, it was.
And you made all that money anyway.
Oh, well, no. Well, I did do a fair amount of self-promotion of my own music, but in terms of monetary, there wasn't much there.
Okay. So. Well, andrewbutlermusic.com is where you can go to purchase Andrew's book that we just talked about, or his CD. The CD and the download is named...
The CD and the download is named Andy Thing Is Possible.
Andy Thing Is Possible.
Yes, like anything is possible. But
I get
with the D right in there. Because, Andy, in fact, is a nickname for Andrew.
I see. Well, there you go. But you don't like to be called Andy.
No, I have friends who call me Andy. I mean, I usually go by Andrew, but...
I've never called you Andy. Your friend. All right, I'm going to start calling you Andy. All right.
Okay.
All right, and the other book is called...
The other book is called Andrew and the Safari Rangers, The Battle of Pancake Island.
The Battle of Pancake Island. Do you know where Pancake Island is?
Oh, yeah, it's in up the Providence River. I think at that point it's technically the Seekonk River.
Has a radio tower on it.
I did not know that.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
See that?
You learn something new every day.
It's a small world after all.
It is.
Now, Pancake Island is like not much bigger than the size of this studio.
No, I know. Yeah.
It's tiny.
Yes, yeah, so that's kind of incredible.
And you can see it from the famous George Washington Bridge, if you were able to go over it on that side.
Yeah, that's a sore subject these days.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to get political. But there's more music coming, and there's another book possibly coming.
Yeah, I'm working on book three. It's going to be called Andrew and the Safari Rangers at the Theater. The theater, you might say.
Oh.
And, it's going to be a fun adventure. It might be my favorite in the entire series.
And what, any particular theater?
No. Well, it's kind of funny because these Safari Ranger characters in each book sort of end up wrapped up in a ridiculous situation. So in this one, they're a world-famous rock band, but they get roped into being in this kind of small community theater, and all sorts of adventures happen.
All right. I can't wait for that one. All right. And how about musically?
Musically, yes. So I've got another album in the works. title to be determined, but I think if you liked the music here tonight, you're going to like what's on that upcoming album, too.
Well, this next song definitely puts us in the category of, how did he come up with that? Now, when I first heard this, I had a CD. I didn't download it, I must say, because you were gracious enough to present me with a CD. And I don't know that it was autographed, though.
You know, I don't know that it was.
Because that, you know, it could be worth some money at some point in time.
It very well could.
So I may bring it back to you and have you autograph it, because I have autographed CDs from a lot of people. Dick Van Dyke gave me one, and he autographed it. You know who Dick Van Dyke is?
Oh, of course.
Well, I'm not sure, because Andrew, I'm speaking to the audience, is young enough so he doesn't know who the Smothers Brothers are. So now the audience is all laughing at you. And I have a signed disc from the Smothers Brothers, and lots of other people. Maureen McGovern I've had the fortune of dealing with over the years, and several others, so I'll have to add Andrew Butler to that collection.
Yes, you'll have Dick Van Dyke, you'll have the Smuckers Brothers, and you'll have... The Smothers Brothers, yeah, yeah. And you'll have Andrew Butler.
And there you go, and, you know, Conan O'Brien and lots of others.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you can be on the wall of fame here in the studio.
Oh, it would be an honor.
But the premise of all this is that I don't understand how you started singing a song about dolphins. You lived in Rhode Island and Connecticut. You went to school in Providence, and you write a song about dolphins.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I've always, you know, Rhode Island is the ocean state, of course. So I don't think it's too much of a jump to get the idea about riding on dolphins and splashing around and having a good time.
Have you ever seen a dolphin in the Rhode Island waters?
No.
See, I have.
Really?
There are times on the Block Island Ferry, if you just happen to hit it right, there were dolphins following the ferry one time. So, see, it's not out of the question.
Okay.
I'm giving you material for your new book.
Yes, yeah. I'm writing it down, making a mental note.
That you know, seals and dolphins are, seals particularly in the Rhode Island waters.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a seal in the Rhode Island
No.
waters? See, you got to get out more.
I know, yeah. I know. I got to get on that Block Island ferry, sing the jingle.
There you go. Sail away on the Block Island Ferry. If you play your cards right, we might get you out there for the annual a cappella festival we have every year. Did you know we did that?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so...
But it wouldn't be the first time that I had sung in the Block Island area, because there was one time I was on the ferry, and this was 4th of July weekend some years ago.
That's a crazy time.
It is, and I decided it would be a good idea to start singing God Bless America on the ferry. The whole place goes silent, people join in. It was beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a very cool idea. I like that. So was it anybody recorded?
No, these were the days before TikTok, I think. Okay. So, yeah, one recorded it.
Well, that sounds like it could be a lot of fun. We probably should mention that Andrew and I are acquainted through an organization called the Narragansett Bay Chorus, and Andrew is a baritone singer in the Narragansett Bay Chorus, which is a cappella in the barbershop style, and that if you'd like to sing along with Andrew and myself sing bass, you can join the chorus by going to singnbc for Narragansett Bay Chorus .com. Singnbc.com is the chorus, and if you go there, you'll see Andrew's picture.
I'm on there, yeah.
There you go. You're right on the homepage, along with the chorus and of about, 35 guys, something like that. And we have a lot of fun singing, so if you would like to join us, please do that. And you, too, might be able to purchase an autographed, instead of downloaded, an autographed CD of Andrew's or book. And a little bit, I'm anxious about the next book. Are you going to be able to have dolphins in the next book?
Well, the next book is almost entirely written.
Oh, it's almost done?
Almost done.
I didn't realize it was almost done.
It is, okay. But I'll have to make a mental note for book four.
There's no title yet.
Book three will be Andrew and the Safari Rangers at the Theater.
Oh, that's right. You did say that. All right. At the Theater. Okay. Well, we got all that straightened out. We have time for one more song. This is track number one, And it's about dolphins.
It's about dolphins. Life on a dolphin's back. About just going out there, having a great time on the ocean.
And that's it.
That's it.
Just completely imaginary and not something you've ever done.
No, almost none of my songs are based in reality, really. They're just kind of made up.
I just thought I'd write a song about dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, I think the world needed one.
All right. All right, here we go. Life on a dolphin's back.
Life in the ocean is awesome. I'm not even joshing. You should see how I get around. I don't need a motorboat to stay afloat when I'm cruising down Long Island Sound. It's plain to see that a whale is not for me. Oh, in a choice between the ocean or golfing, I choose the dolphin. The life on a dolphin's back. Is awesome. I'm not even Josh, and you should see how I get around. I don't need a motorboat to stay afloat when I'm cruising down Long Island Sound. It's plain to see that a whale is not for me. Oh, in a choice between the ocean or dolphin, I choose the dolphin. The life on a dolphin's back. Everybody say
Andy.
Yes, yes. Thanks, friend.
All right. We appreciate you coming in and sharing your music with us. We have one more song to go, but I look forward to the new music and the new book especially, and keeping up with the Safari Rangers and their gadabouts around the world. Tell us about this last song we're going to hear.
Yeah, so there's not too much to say here. This is one of those instances where I was just going about my everyday life. I was at Walgreens, you know, picking up whatever it was I was picking up. And I just had the realization, I'm chilling at Walgreens. I'm hanging out at Walgreens. So that kind of became the hook of this song where I'm just saying, you know, I'm chilling at the Walgreens, chilling at the CVS. And but the title of the song is That Could Be Me.
Okay. All right, well, we'll give it a listen. I appreciate you coming in. Thanks for sharing with our audience.
Oh, it was a pleasure to be here, Mike. Thank you.
And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Magazine
covered, talking about a couple lovers. We're together, now they're not, and now they'll never be together. Another cover, covering a rag to riches story. Yeah, the dude was snipping hair, then became a billionaire. Today I stock the shelf, tomorrow stock the market. I could use some help, my friend. Come on and we'll get started. Chillin' at the Walgreens, chillin' at the CVS. Baby, are you serious? That hat with those jeans on Wall Street. Baby, we'd be limitless. You think I'm delirious? But you'll see. That could be me. 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 Getting in early, work a shift that nobody wants, with the hope that someday I will live in France. Did you find everything that you were looking for? Don't wanna hear those words echo anymore. I don't even know what I'm asking when I ask about cash or credit. There I said it. But when I see something that I want, I will get it. Chillin' at the Walgreens, chillin' at the CVS. Baby, are you serious? That hat with those jeans on Wall Street. Baby, we'd be limitless. You think I'm delirious? But you'll see. That could be me. That could be me. Time to win, time to grow, time to reap, time to sow, time to show what you know. Take some heat, take a go, take a leap, make some dough, time to show what you know. You know. Chillin' at the Walgreens, chillin' at the CVS. Baby, are you serious? That hat with those jeans on Wall Street. Baby, we'd be limitless. You think I'm delirious? But you'll see. That could be me. Chillin' at the Walgreens, chillin' at the CVS. Baby, are you serious? That hat with those jeans on Wall Street. Baby, we'd be limitless. You think I'm delirious? But you'll see. That could be me. 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 That could be me.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.